This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heblin with KUAR News. The Group Preserve Arkansas today released its annual list of the most endangered places in the state. Vanessa McEwen is executive director of the group and spoke with me about the places they're concerned about.
We actually only have one on the most endangered list in Little Rock, which is the Ray House, which is home to one of the Little Rock Nine, Gloria Ray. And so that's the one in Little Rock. We actually did a really had kind of a far-flung group this year. So probably the two top most critical are the Goodwin Field in El Dorado at 1947-48, mid-century Art Deco, kind of a mashup of styles, airport terminal building, which is in pretty imminent threat. And then the National Guard Armory in Clarksville, Arkansas, which is also known as the Sunny Alston Youth Center. Both properties that are that have been demolition has been either considered or approved by the local governments there.
And on the Gloria Ray House, what's the situation with that?
It's owned by an out-of-state property owner, so it sits within the Dunbar Historic District, and it's kind of in a precarious situation just because there have been so many demolitions in that neighborhood. Actually, the properties on either side have been demolished and pretty recently, and right now there's nobody living in it. It's vacant. The previous property owner and resident died about 3 years ago, and so it's been vacant since then, and it's really just sort of in a limbo state because of the out-of-state owner and nobody living in it or caring for it.
And this is the home she lived in when she was one of the Little Rock Nine?
Yes, when she was growing up.
And anything else particular significance about it?
It was the home to the two first cooperative extension, African-American cooperative extension employees as well. So it's significant for that reason. And then, of course, they raised Gloria there. And so that by that part, it's also significant.
And what's the goal of putting out this list of endangered places in Arkansas each year?
So the goal of the Most Endangered Places list really is to bring awareness to these places. For a lot of them, the historic significance is not known widely. Either it's known within the communities that they exist, or maybe it's not so known or appreciated within the communities in which those properties exist. So it's really to bring awareness, but also to help prioritize preservation needs in the state. So we're actually working on a grant application with the National Trust for Historic Preservation to try to do a feasibility study for the property in Clarksville, because they've gotten an estimate that is, you know, really expensive. And so we're looking at ways to try to offer alternatives to the demolition of it. So in a way, it's, you know, to bring some attention to those properties, but also to help bolster the local efforts and to provide some resources to those properties.
And previous years, any successes or any big disappointments from the properties you've listed in the previous years?
Sure. We actually just highlighted the Springfield Bridge, which was on last year's list, right on the edge of Conway and Faulkner counties in Springfield. And they just recently got a $300,000 grant, transportation funds through MetroPlan. And so that's going to help them stabilize the property, the bridge, actually move it to a place within Faulkner County that will be used for recreational purposes. So that's, and they used the listing on last year's list to really bolster that application for the grant.
Vanessa McEwen is executive director of Preserve Arkansas. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.